Somebody said, okay, when John wrote John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, Greek Logos. Was he influenced by Plato or Philo? And I say no, 10,000 times no. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit. He wrote as he was moved by the Holy Ghost. He was not talking about a pre-existent being that entered into Mary's womb. But she didn't understand it either. She said, how can this be, seeing that I know not a man? Listen to Gabriel. And Gabriel said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, or for this specific reason, this holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Did Gabriel say God's going to move in your womb and come out looking like a baby? No. Did he say that the second person of the Trinity is going to move in your womb and come out looking like a baby? No. But what he said was the Holy Ghost is going to come on you and do a creative act in your womb and produce a child without the aid of a man. Paul called him the second man, the last Adam. And for that reason, he will be called the Son of God. So when John says, in the beginning was the Logos, he's talking about something said. In the beginning, God said. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be great wave. God said, God said, God said. In Psalm 33:6, he said, by the word of God were the heavens made, the inhabitants thereof by the breath of his mouth. How was everything created? By the breath of God's mouth, God's word. He spake and it stood fast. So in the beginning was something said. The something said was with God. The something said was God. It was the breath of his mouth. Christianity, in our lack of understanding, we have made the Word a pre-existent being that moved into Mary's womb and come out looking like a baby. That's not what the Scripture teaches. Okay, the key to the book of Revelation is verse 1. Jesus is in heaven with the Father. According to Matthew 24, he was about to leave and he did not know when he was coming back. So in Revelation 1:1, by the time this was written, somewhere around 96 AD, he's been in heaven with the Father since somewhere around 33 AD, over 60 years. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. God gave Jesus this revelation, the end time event. Because Jesus did not know when he ascended, when he was coming back. So sometime in that approximate 60-year period, God gave this revelation to Jesus. So James said in Acts 15, known unto God are all of his works from the foundation of the world. If Jesus had been God in Matthew 24, he would have known when he was coming back. So you have one mind that knows all, the mind of our Creator God. And you have the mind of our precious Lord Jesus Christ, who only knows what the Father reveals to him. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him. Something is revealed to you because you don't know it. And so give it to him to show his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. So Jesus didn't know, and the Father revealed it to him. John didn't know, and so the angel revealed it to John. And the churches of Asia didn't know, so John wrote the book and revealed it to them. So Jesus absolutely cannot be God. He can't be his own Father. As somebody said today, if Mary was holding God, who is managing the universe? Come on, folks, let's open up our mind. Paul said God 513 times, and there's not one time you can prove he was talking about Jesus.
All right.
Peter said God 46 times in his two epistles, and not one time is he talking about Jesus. 1 Peter 1:3, blessed be the God. Jesus has a God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.